Blog Talk Radio.
Destroyed my servant.
Oh, I don't know about that. Hey, folks, how you doing? Andy Kimball here on Coast to Coast Live. How are we all doing? And welcome aboard on this Monday, December 5, 2022 for another exciting episode of Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation here, you can do so. This is the Andy Demanda Show, and I am Andy here, and we can get on board the show by dialing 515-605-9888. You can also, of course, join the show via the internet by emailing andyandamandashow@gmail.com and sending a link. Let us know you want to come on board. We'll send you a link to join us. You just need a headset microphone, and you can talk anywhere in the world, or out of this world, actually, if you have internet connection, Wi-Fi. Again, AndyAndAmandaShow@gmail.com. Let us know you want to come on board and join the show. We'll send you a link. You click it, and you're on board. It's that easy. And again, if you want to dial internationally or if you're in North America, 515-605-9888. We do get callers here and there. Not a lot, but we do get them. Whether I choose to accept them is another question. No, I'm kidding. Of course, we want to hear your opinions about what's going on today, how your life is doing, how your relationships are going, how your work is doing, how whatever you want to talk about or whatever you're wondering about.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah, really, like that. You know what I mean? Anything you'd like to talk about, you can talk about with me.
Dingbat.
Because I'm a what? No. What? You know, give me a break. Mm-mm. This show is 2.5 years old. Amanda is joining us right now, and I can't believe it myself, but
it is molecularly impossible.
No, she's actually here.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing? Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing better, my lovelies, but just getting over this chest infection, which seems to, I don't know if it's just in the tummy as well. I don't know what's going on, but let's just say everything is coming out in various ends.
I hope you're feeling better. I know you texted me saying, you know, over the weekend, I forget, but you had a really bad cold, and I didn't know if you were going to join us today. So I did the whole introduction, and I told everybody this is the Andy Demanda Show, and then I figured, okay, whether Amanda joined us or not. And then if you didn't come in after a few minutes, I was going to explain your absence because I knew that you weren't feeling well. And I hope you are feeling better.
Oh, bless you. Well, to be honest, yesterday and I think today was the peak of it. It had been building for like 2 days. And then for the past 2 days, it's just hit me like incredibly bad. But yeah, riding through it as best as you can. But yeah, so, you know, heads up, sorry if it goes quiet. It's because I've muted the mic and I'm having a coughing fit.
No problem.
Other than that,
I got a question for you. We made some enhancements and some improvements and got some new gear and working out, you know, even improving the Coast to Coast studios here and our end and to improve the efficiency of how we're able to send out our various clips and audio, whatever you want to call them, audio things.
Yeah.
Audio stuff. So, yeah. And I'm not sure, so I want to take a couple seconds, and for our listeners out there, excuse me for a second, to tell me if you hear this or not. I want to click, here we go, tell me if you hear anything.
Okay.
Do you hear music?
No.
No.
Right. I'm supposed to?
I can figure out how to do it. All right, I got to figure it out. It didn't work. I'm doing something wrong. Anyway, I'll figure it out. We might even create a little show, and I can figure it out, you know, on my own time. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Awesome. Yeah.
Because when I do figure this out, it'll really improve the efficiency of how we produce the show.
People will be dancing, literally dancing, celebrating in the street, mm-hmm. making out, having sex, parading. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it will be.
Wow.
Amazing. That would be amazing. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So what's going on right now, huh?
Tomorrow is the Georgia runoff election between Reverend Warnock and the former football great Herschel Walker, who is a total moron, complete moron running.
Yeah.
No experience whatsoever outside of the football fields. Donald Trump's pick. Said, why don't you run for Senate? And said, okay. It makes you think whether we should have some kind of prerequisite. You know, you need to.
Yeah.
Went to college on a football deal, Heisman Trophy winner. And he was a Dallas Cowboy, Philadelphia. I saw him play with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a great athlete. He was terrific. Mm. Known for, you know, but he's an absolute moron when you hear him speak. I mean, absolutely says the most ridiculous, absurd things. And he speaks he's running for senator. Just, you know, and the scary thing is, he actually has supporters. I guess he has supporters because no matter who was running Republican, there'd be X amount of supporters. It wouldn't matter if it was Daffy Duck, you know.
I'd vote for Daffy Duck any day, although he gets a bit hot-headed very quickly.
if Barney were running.
Yeah.
I would vote. That would be amazing. If Barney ran,
it's
I would.
It's a beautiful morning.
He'd have my support. No question.
Absolutely.
Our lines are here. You get on board. It's 515-605-9888. Hang in there. Dial the show now, and we'll get you on. I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll get you on.
I believe.
I do believe.
Oh, I do believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We'll do that. So I hear that cold, man. I did hear that cold. What's going on in the UK? If you're have been up to speed at all, what's going on over there? I'm interested in knowing how the new prime minister is doing. If that's happened.
I haven't even checked. It's been very quiet, only because I've not really been focusing on the news so much. But let's have a dive. I mean, I've got the BBC app to hand. Mm-hmm. So let's have a quick look. So what has been going on, actually, is lots of strikes here in the UK regarding wages and things like that. So nurses, and this is, you know, you don't hear this very often with nurses mm-hmm. going on strike. But yeah. Nurses have been planning strikes because the pay is ridiculous, and I would happen to agree with that. We've had so many postal strikes over here. We've had train strikes. They're all striking, damn it. I don't know what's going on, but everybody's just in that place where they're just like, right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to quit. Government's messing up. You know, our lives being messed up right now. I mean, who can blame them in one sense, but everything's coming to a standstill, you know. With various things.
What's going on over there?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, this isn't... Yeah, this what? Sorry? What?
I hear it in bits and pieces. Like, there's a lot of... it seemed all this stuff started happening around the same time as... what's her name? Voss retired from her 44 days of being the...
Liz Truss, yeah.
There's been a lot, you know, thinking back, it seems like ever since this Brexit separation from the Euro and so forth, it just seems you guys have been in just turmoil. Just
not
so. You know, thinking back, that when that started happening, it just seems like things started turning in the UK.
You know the whole Braxton Hicks contraction thing. Well, this is like Brexit Hicks contraction. Well, you know, it's ridiculous.
I've never had them, but I know of them. Yes.
Yeah. I thought you might. You know, with your many interesting jobs and experiences that you've had. But yeah, it's crazy. This country's in a total mess. You know, we make out that we're doing well and we're doing the right thing for our country with Brexit and everything. And, you know, granted, I've mentioned this on the show many times that, yes, we have. We wanted to reclaim our independence and our power to push our own economy forward. That was the whole goal and the whole purpose. But everybody got uptight about it because we were losing all the benefits, especially, and I don't mean any disrespect to the upper class. I don't like
sure
using class as any kind of division. Because
okay. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Okay. But, you know, it seems or it appears to be that the upper class were getting their knickers in a twist because when Brexit came about, of course, they lost all the benefits regarding things like how easy it was to buy properties in Europe and just move there whenever you wanted. And, you know, other things like that. And in terms of work and a lot of people's jobs were affected by Brexit and people were literally diminishing the lower class people saying that they were stupid, that they were airheads, that they had no education for voting us out of Europe. But it wasn't that we're stupid. It wasn't that we're uneducated. It was simply because there was a lot of concerns regarding no control on our borders, and we were getting lots of issues with various immigrants coming into the country. Like, we were getting a lot of, like, rapists and murderers and things like that from places in Europe and causing havoc over here. And it was getting worse and worse. And so, of course, political parties were very clever in how they approached the more, I can say lower class, I guess, using tactics to make people afraid of these people coming into our country and saying, yeah, we'll get control back of our borders, we'll get control back of our NHS and, you know, the rights that we should have regarding all the things that get handed out to people when they come here. We've had a lot of immigrants come over and they get homes handed to them, jobs handed to them, cars even handed to them if they need a vehicle for a job. So, you know, a lot of the residents of the UK were, like, really upset about this, that we're not entitled to the same benefits as immigrants coming over here. And it's not like we don't want immigrants because, it adds the flavour to who we are. It's this lovely having that culture and that mixture here. That's not debate. There's no racism. It's just that it's our government's handing out things to other cultures that
mm-hmm.
our own culture should be able to experience also. So that was one of the things that got kind of manipulated and twisted elections.
You know what happened?
What's that?
Damn. Hold on a minute. I got to interrupt you just for a second. Two things.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to get Lisa on the line here. I think it's Lisa. Hello, is this Lisa?
Hey, what you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey!
I'm in Savannah land. So I only got a few minutes because I'm floating down the river and I'm being chased by some ghosts. So I'm on a ghost tour. So I wanted to let you know I'm all right. The ghosts ain't gonna catch me.
I might have to reprogram this show because somehow the time slot was wrong. That was probably my mistake. I've done this before.
Don't worry.
Rare, but I have done it. So we only have a few seconds left of the live show because I didn't create the correct time slot. I overlooked it when I programmed this particular episode. So I'm going to discontinue the show in about 30
okay.
seconds. I'm going to come right back on in about within 5 minutes, and we'll rejoin the show then. And then on the podcast, I'll just merge them together. Is that okay with everybody? Lisa, can you call us back?
Fantastic.
I don't know if I'll be able to really because I got something I'm doing in a few minutes. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick call.
Oh,
thank you.
I know, darling.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I want to hear all about Savannah as well. I want to hear all about Savannah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to call back today, but if you guys are on Wednesday, I'll see if I can shout out on Wednesday.
Hey, you're still here, right?
Oh, wonderful.
You're still on? You know, another thing we can do is because our live show is actually off, but we're still on. So when I replace the actual live audio with this audio, this will be – I'll cut all this out. So this will be the replacement on Blog Talk Radio for whatever we do the show. So we're still going.
We're still
the live show. We're not
the
broadcasting
live.
The only difference is we're not broadcasting live, but we are – you know, so we won't take any more calls. At least you're the only caller today. Hey!
Well, like I said, my boat is taking off right now, so I need to go.
All
right. But you're in Savannah. You're in Savannah.
Yes, I'm in Savannah till Thursday, so I figured I'd give you guys a quick call while I'm out here.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Beautiful city. It's really nice there, isn't it?
I love Savannah. I want to move here eventually, but for now, I come visit at least twice a year. So,
wow. What's it about that you love so much? Is it the culture, the charm, the history?
I love
the history, the
diversity. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, it reminds me of England, as I've told Amanda many times. It's like I always call it mini England. You know that, Amanda. So it's mini England here. I just sent you some pictures on WhatsApp, so when you want to look them up, I've sent you a million pictures.
Wonderful. We should put them on our show website. We'll post them if you don't mind. I'll put them up on the
show.
That's
fine. I posted a few of you'll see when you see them, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
just look them up, and if you want to use them on the show or on this website, that's fine.
Yeah, no worries, darling. Cool. I'll probably put them up on the show's Instagram because that's the place we put our pictures. But Facebook.
I really do need to go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rush out, but I got something I need to do here
thing.
In a few minutes.
Just remember one thing.
Okay.
One thing.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Okay, guys. I love you guys.
I'll try to catch up with you on
Wednesday.
You bet. Thanks.
Buddy. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, love.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyway, folks, again, this is the Andy and Amanda show, and I goofed in setting up the show. I overlooked the time slot. So the default is 15 minutes. That's the default. You have to change it. And I just don't know. We can go up to 2 hours. You know, we've done 2 hours before, but we've done that before. We just shut down and just launched a new program, but I just don't feel like doing it. So let's just keep going here. I'll cut all this crap out and just, you know, splice it together and create a long show that'll replace. So when somebody goes to Blog Talk and they look at our archives, the show that plays today on today's time slot will be the edited, you know what I'm saying? And I'll cut all this out, obviously.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering if we just do a new beginning. Should we just count down a new beginning? Just bam. No, because I like what you did about the what's called the BBC here.
The UK. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do all that again. So I interrupted you. I'm so sorry. I'm wondering if we should.
That's
just...
all right. It's okay. It's like all good. Carry on.
Yeah, carry on. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
right. There was a, like I said to you with the whole Trump thing and the reflection of that in the UK with Brexit, that there was a class clash because of what politics was promoting towards the lower class. And so when Brexit came about and they, you know, the population of the UK kind of lost the vote to stay in Europe, everybody was being attacked on social media. In real life, families were falling apart and friends were breaking friendships, and the lower class were seen as idiots for voting us out. But in reality, the whole purpose of Brexit was nothing to do with border control. It was just a small part of it. It was actually to gain back our own economy, because before Europe, we had major business going on here, dating right back to the Industrial Revolution. So you know, we were kind of leaders with the Industrial Revolution, and Boris Johnson being the type of imitation of Winston Churchill, you know, saw pride in the UK and was trying to push the whole, you know, working on our own again, doing our own thing and building that business back up and making the UK glorious again. So that was the whole purpose. And yeah, so it was crazy. But
it's crazy.
Since then, with COVID and I, various prime ministers throwing their toys out the pram and, you know, quitting left, right and center. And, it, you know, it's become a farce here. Government has become a joke in the UK to many people now.
Yeah, well, so, I've tried to, you know, chime in every once in a while just so I can, just so, because we do cover UK news and Europe news here on the show. We're the only show, we'll pat ourselves on the back, we are the only show in the world, a live talk show that actually connects two countries where you can call the one number or get on, you know, join us on the internet and speak to two countries at the same time about what's on your mind and, you know, whatever you want to talk about, really. It's, we're all unscripted here. We can talk about anything. Hey, I got
to
tell you something. Getting out of the news just for a minute, but we'll get back to news. I was invited, Kevin, our good friend Kevin Michaels, amazing composer, singer, songwriter that we know, we've played his music on here, what amazing history, you know, the Beatles days, you know, we know all about Kevin. But anyway, Kevin invited me to a musicians get together at the home of the one of the greatest guitar players in the world by the name of Albert Lee, who's also played on a couple of Kevin's records. But I went to this house. It was not a house. It was a city. It was a mansion up near Ventura. And these musicians were there who were good friends and roommates of Keith Emerson, of Paul McCartney, played in George Harrison's band, played in Phil Collins' band. And it was a big, it was a huge get together. I'll send you some pictures and videos. But anyway, it was, it was an amazing, it was amazing evening. It was incredible. And one of the folks, the guy I just mentioned, who played with Phil Collins, you know, was, you know, ping pong friends with Ringo and Paul McCartney, you know, he's going to be joining our show soon. With Kevin and the two of them, you know, we were the three of it. And this guy plays keyboard like you wouldn't believe. Oh my God, did he rip up the key. Incredible. I mean, just beyond words. And a showman too. Kind of part of it was showmanship. But anyway, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And he had never met Kevin. Kevin and he had never met each other. And, so we were all three of us were hanging around together, and the two of them were comparing notes because they came from that same Abbey Road, Beatles, Liverpool, Hamburg, you know, the Beatles, you know, the Badfinger, that whole era. They grew up in that era. They were both musicians at that time and knew all these people and played with all these folks and advanced their careers out of there. And I had an idea as I'm listening to two of them talk, and again, this is the first time they'd ever met, right? As wouldn't it be great to have this conversation on our show? You know, two musicians with amazing histories in the early stages of rock and roll, the Beatles, that whole era, and Elton John. This guy also played with Phil Collins, you know. And so they both agreed that they're going to come on the show, and we're going to arrange that pretty soon. It's going to be one. And you and I, Amanda, could probably just sit back like flies on the wall and hear these guys just compare notes and have conversations. And I'm going to steal something from Kevin. This is a funny story. They evidently Albert Lee has this and his wife have this get together every year. This is the first year I went, and I'm already looking forward to next year. So Kevin was asked to go up and play last year, and he sang a John Prine song called "Angel from Montgomery." And this guy playing bass and backing him up on vocals, who happened to be really, really wonderful. He was great. Did a great job, sounded great, knew his way around and did perfect harmonies to Kevin's lead singing. So after they stopped, they're walking away from the set there. And so Kevin turns to this guy and says, you know, you are really good. Your singing is just fabulous. Your vocals are great. Do you do this for a living? And the guy turned to Kevin and said, I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
No way.
and I hope Kevin doesn't mind me stealing that story. And I got it. I just found it so funny. And Kevin went right with the flow. And Kevin said, which he didn't know who it was in reality. But Kevin said, "Oh, I know. I'm just fooling with you, man." I didn't know. You know, we're talking.
Oh my goodness.
We're talking. you know, the Beach Boys. You know, we're talking. You know.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, Mike Love and the Beach Boys.
That's so weird you should say that. My goodness. Because literally, I kid you not, right, about a couple of hours ago, I was in the kitchen and I just started singing a Beach Boys song. Beach Boys
really?
Song.
Really? Is that
yeah,
funny?
Yeah, you know the one that goes, I get around.
Yeah,
yeah. That one, right?
Round,
so it wouldn't
around,
leave me alone.
I get around.
Literally.
Get around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. So it was literally that song playing over and over in my mind. I'm like, where has this come from? Because I've not had any music on all day. You know, it just hit me. I just started singing it. And I was singing it for about the next, I don't know, 30 minutes. And then, boom, it's gone. And now we're talking about the Beach Boys. That's hilarious. Wow.
Mm. Yep.
That's
well,
funny.
You know, small world. You know, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It is. Anyway, I just want to mention this amazing time I had yesterday evening. Because, you know, actually, you know, even with COVID and all that, I mean, I haven't been any holiday parties. I'm not. I haven't been out to L.A. that long, so I don't really know. I don't get invited to many.
Aww.
So I don't know a whole lot of people in L.A. yet. I've been to a couple of them once. Mostly
yeah.
involved in the around sailing and marinas and the boat business and, you know, and that's been, you know, always a lot of fun hanging around fellow boaters. Always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But last night was truly, truly special.
Wow.
And some of these guys, because I'm putting together a backing band, which I had years ago. In 1999, 2000, I had a 6 to 9-member band. A lot of musicians came in and out. Really good session guys and recording artists in their own right that joined me as my backing ensemble called the Andy Kimball Express. So we played concerts. We did television shows. We played regular gigs. We played dance clubs and folk festivals. And it was just wonderful having this this band behind me. Of course, I couldn't afford to take them on the road, but we played a lot of gigs around New York and Philly and so forth in Pennsylvania. And I miss it. I miss the band. I miss the interactions on stage, you know, and the kind of music I play very much kind of in the Grateful Dead Fish type of jam band, although I don't intentionally do any Grateful Dead songs. We've touched on them, but I don't do them by intent. You know, the band just my format on stage is we just kind of go from one to another. Some songs we know, some songs we've never done before, and it makes a really
yeah.
fun time. And my thinking is, you know, when musicians, especially when you get really good musicians and they're having a lot of fun on stage, then the audience is having a good time. It's all about the relationship between the band and the audience, and I miss it. You know, and that was a while back. That was
yeah.
how many years ago? What year is this? Almost 20. Man, we had reunion. We had a reunion in 2010. But our heyday was like 1999 to 2000, 2001, right in there, 2002.
Mm, yeah.
And although I did a lot of solo gigs touring back then, had this band, which was so great. But it's been 22 years since I actually had the Andy Kimball Express.
Mm.
So I want to do it again. And I'm inviting you, Amanda, to come over and join the band. Yes.
Oh, thank you, my darling. That's quite a compliment.
Wouldn't that be
that's
amazing?
Like,
you're so good.
Wow.
You're so good.
I'll stand there with my tambourine.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
Make tea.
it would be great, and, you know, yeah, and just, yeah. It would be great
oh,
to have
you
yeah. come over.
That would be incredible.
Know?
Can you imagine?
Because
wow.
other than this synthesizer, you play piano too, right? You play keys?
Yeah, not so much piano, because there is a difference between playing a piano and a keyboard. But I'm more of the keyboard than the piano. Mm-hmm. However, I would love to expand into piano because it's just so freaking incredible. So yeah, that's it's on the cards for me to be learning that for sure, to expand my range. But yeah, that's incredible. I hope that happens, darling, for you, because that'd be so much fun.
And, you know, and also for stage presence, I mean, I think it would be great if you joined the band just for stage presence.
I actually like women much more than I like.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'll rock it out with like a UK T-shirt on, representing the Andy Kimball Express. Is it Andy Kimball Express Band or is it the Andy
yeah.
Express Band?
Yeah, the
Excellent.
Andy Kimball Express. Some of the guys refer. After a while, we got referred to as the AK Express. As a matter of fact, some of the band members at one time proposed to me that we just change the name of the band to AK Express. You know, just the AK Express, and everybody knew who. And I was up for that. I also like
yeah.
the name because AK. I don't know what AK is. That is that the abbreviator for Arkansas in the United States? I have to look that up because I also thought a really cool
yeah.
name for a band would be the Arkansas Express. I've never been to Arkansas.
Ooh.
Airport, but I just
nice.
Thought that would be a cool name for a band. You know, my name—I am I have zero, like, I don't need my name attached to anything. As a matter of fact, we're probably better off if it isn't. So I don't need, I'm not going to these people like Diana Ross and Supreme. I don't need my name. You know, we could be the John Does as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I played with a duo here in L.A. in 2013. We did some recording, and we did some recording with this one other guy. He's a great guitar player, singer. We got together in the studio and did some stuff. And he referred to us. I didn't come up with this, but he referred to the name of our duo as the Jamming Andes.
The Jamming Andes. They're like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, my goodness. That is just so cute. Like, that's so, oh, my goodness. I love it. The Jamming Andes. Jamming Andes. Oh my goodness! Wow.
But yeah, I think you should come over here.
Would you rather practice or have natural talent? I said the best is both, right? But she's got a great natural talent, a great natural talent.
She does.
Thanks, Tram, and thank you, Andy. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, that'd be so much fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really
so
would.
Much fun. Hey, do you know what I heard today, kind of changing it up a bit, sorry. I read, I think this was on my Alexa device. You know, it displays like pictures, your photographs and the news lines and stuff like that. So it was saying that a London-based tattoo studio was offering free laser removal of a Kanye West tattoo. So if you've got a Kanye West tattoo, they're offering it free removal. Because of all the kind of stuff he's been promoting lately, people saying that he's against Jewish people, that he's, you know, running for president.
Yes, unreal. This guy's lost every his career is going to go down the tubes. It already started on the tube. He's lost every single sponsor. Hope the guy ends up in the poorhouse. That's where he deserves to be. He's just unbelievable. And not only that, he thinks he's the greatest. This guy Conway, he thinks he walks on water. We know that's not true because we know who the greatest of all time really
Donald
is.
Donald Trump may be the greatest of all time. Greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard that he wants Trump by his side while he's doing his biz for the presidency campaigning and stuff like that. I mean, I can't imagine that guy as a president. No disrespect. No, I'm sure people will be jumping all over me now. Oh, I'm sure. Why? Because he's a rapper? Why? Because he's black? No. Nothing to do with that. It's just that, I guess, from the type of career that I've seen him in with hip-hop, for how diverse his personality is, and especially with the way he's been promoting a lot of stuff right now, it's hard for me to imagine him being president. There's a lot of people I imagine hard to be president, to be honest, let's face it. I can't imagine, I'm trying for the life of me how that would be. I kind of feel a sense of fear, in the sense that, you know, how Donald is very strong with his personality and his beliefs and the kind of way he manages to manipulate crowds and things like that. He's very good with that.
He does.
Yeah.
But when he manipulates crowds, they're his disciples. They're people who have been brainwashed by this guy, who believe what he has said, who believed his lies, believed the election was stolen. These aren't people who are living in reality. You know, so when he maneuvers and manipulates, and his crowds have gotten much, much smaller. He actually floated the idea this last month, sometime in November, I forget when, but recently he floated the idea, a totally unfounded legal hypothesis and theory that he can't be indicted by federal prosecutors over January 6th because he was already impeached by Congress. In other words, you know, when you've been like OJ, for example, he was found innocent. They can't retry him for that crime of murdering his former wife and Furman, Mark Furman. He can't be. Was it Mark Furman? No. Yeah. It was Nicole Simpson and Mark. Yeah. Was Mark?
Okay.
God, I'm going back. I forget. But anyway, you folks know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so you can't retry somebody for the same crime. So he believes you know, he gets up and behind the podium and interviews. Yeah. He can't be indicted again. Well, the guy has made an argument that there's no way he can be indicted. He's, you know, he thought that this was actually all done or very close to being done.
Yeah.
Because he was already impeached and then not convicted by the Senate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He thinks that because he was not convicted, which would have also prevented him from running for president, and Republicans, if they had any brains whatsoever, would have just convict him for that reason at all. Just get this guy over with. Get him out of our sights, out of the news. You can't be president again, dude. Say what you're going to say. Goodbye. It ain't going to happen. We're done with you. We're done with you.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't.
Right.
So Trump looks at the fact that he was not convicted by the Senate. He looks at this as a victory. He thinks it as though he won this. And he didn't win it. He will be indicted. He will be indicted. And I think Merrick Garland has hinted at this, that anybody connected, that they have the evidence, anybody that they have evidence of being connected with the January 6th coup attempt, insurrection, is going to be criminally prosecuted. That's quoting what he said, but that's in summary what he said. And Trump, everything points to Donald Trump. Everything points to Donald Trump. And it's bound to happen. And we're going to start our countdown any day now, you know, to the indictment. But I don't want to just, you know, start a countdown and not have it. It's not going to happen. No, but I have a feeling when it is going to happen, and I'm going to reserve saying anything, commenting, because I can't be exactly sure, but I feel very confident when this is going to start, and you'll see great big headlines around the world that the former president of the United States, I can't even have a tough time saying that, the former president of the United States is the first time in history that was criminally indicted.
Right.
And right now, speaking of his nightmare issues, the jury is being selected, the jury is considering a guilty or innocent verdict in the trial of the Trump Organization's tax fraud case, which went to court in New York. So that's happening. Georgia, a grand jury will probe and decide whether to indict Trump on election election tampering charges in the state of Georgia when he called the state attorney general and said he needs 11,780 votes. And blah, blah, blah. We went through all that crap. So this guy, you know, somebody with all of these luring indictments, charges, allegations, I guess in his own mind, he just thinks he won. He's better than everybody. There's no chance. He's always gotten away with everything his entire life. And he probably sleeps comfortably at night. And I was thinking, how does this guy sleep at night?
Wow, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's, I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? And I think, you know, I kind of see, oh God, I've got to be careful how I say this because this could be thrown right back in my face. In terms of what I was saying about Kanye and Trump, the reason I use the word fear is the idea of Kanye being up there as president, I guess it's because of just how strong his ideas have quickly changed, like the strength of them. Because Kanye is an amazing, amazing rapper. He tells wonderful stories in his songs. He's got a lot of great music out there. I like a lot of his songs. And, you know, everybody started to judge him the moment he took this kind of, if you want to label it as a spiritual turn, within his music, his personal life and everything. And people were starting to get on board with that because he was saying, you know, being in touch with Jesus more and all that kind of stuff. And, and ultimately himself. And he was portraying that in a quite a positive fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's kind of diversed off into another direction. And it just seems that that positivity is now flipped into a kind of what appears to be more negative approach.
Yeah.
And it's very powerful in the way he's doing this. And that's what, in my mind, kind of reflects back to Trump, because Trump is very, very powerful in how he puts things across. Like I said, how he manages to manipulate the crowds. He's a good showman. And I see a very similar strength within Trump as I see in Kanye. Kanye's a very powerful man.
Yes.
He doesn't let much stop him. And when people have that kind of personality, you never know what people are capable of.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's the only thing that kind of makes me concerned. I don't think he'd ever get that far, unfortunately. And that's kind of sad to say, because everybody deserves a chance if they got the right intentions. But, I just find it a bit nerve-wracking as to what kind of things he wants to push forward with his presidency and the direction he wants to take and all that kind of stuff. So if he's, you know, pushing some great things and great positive changes, that I think someone like him, and I'd say that loosely, you know, could do a lot for the US. With helping societies and cultures to move forward out of the stigmas and racism and all that kind of thing that we have as it stands right now. I mean, Obama tried his best, bless him, but he didn't manage to represent everybody, I think, the way he hoped and tried to do. And I think that Kanye would have probably had a better shot having the kind of influence in the culture that he has. And I think that would have been a great thing to see.
Yeah.
But I'm just concerning about some of the you know, the things that's going on. And
yes, but unreal. On the, it was the 8th of November when Kanye West said that he was going to DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people on Twitter.
Right.
And Twitter subsequently removed the tweet for violating its guidelines.
Right,
and
yeah, I heard as well. Things have been locked down. Yeah.
Yeah, he was posting anti-Semitic content on his own Instagram account earlier that same day.
Right.
And he's been facing many, many accusations of anti-Semitism and, you know, this rant about the Jewish people. You know, it's hard for me to believe, and I'm Jewish.